Good morning. This is Missy DeSirio. I just wanted to come on and pray with you and bless you and talk to you about the topic of divorce. First of all, let's start off with prayer. Father, I just come to you today and I just lift up all of my listeners, Father God, those who are listening now and at the replay. Father, I just thank you for opening the windows of heaven and releasing a fresh anointing upon their heads, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, into their hearts, Lord. Thank you for Holy Spirit discernment to open their hearts to receive the words that you are flowing through me. Father, I just thank you for just releasing heavenly warring angels to protect everyone, Father God, to bringing in your harvest, Father God, for bringing in your people. I call them in from the south, the north, the east, and the west. And I thank you, Lord, for releasing your words only through me to your people, to bring them in, to heal them, to deliver them, to help them with whatever they may need. In the blessed name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, in the name of, above all names, Jesus. Amen. So I just want to touch base with you on the topic of divorce, simply because I have been through some hard knocks in my life, and I am by all means not complaining, but I am just reiterating that the Bible's standpoint really, really is totally true, as it tells you about, you know, staying married to your spouse. And the big thing is keeping that covenant. Keeping the covenant to God and loving the person, loving them the way that God sees them, through God's eyes, through your spirit, through the Holy Spirit, instead of the flesh. We all go through seasons in life. There's times in life that we don't fully understand what the other person may be going through, but God does. And instead of trying to figure out what if, let's just take what if from our vocabulary. Let's take what if from our vocabulary and let's take action and let's get on our knees. And how about praying? How about interceding for that spouse that's going through a season that we don't understand why they're acting the way they are, that we don't understand what's going on? And not just for your spouse, but for your children, for your best friend, for that sister or brother in Christ. God has really touched my heart about prayer and about interceding for people. Instead of talking about them, instead of discussing the issue, instead of trying to figure it out in your mind, the battle is the Lord's. It's not ours. I've been through relationships, and there's been times that my stubbornness, I will admit, has got in place of what God wanted. And so I am just being used as a testimony, as a messenger, to relay to you that your marriage is worth fighting for. Your children are worth fighting for. Get into your Bible. Read your scripture. Get into your prayer closet. Spend the night in prayer. Spend the night meditating over the word. Spend time listening to your anointed mentor's preachings. Did you know that you can receive impartations through listening to good anointed teachings? Some of my most wonderful mentors that have true, God has used them to truly influence my life and bring me to where I am now is Evangelist Jonathan Adolis Shuttlesworth, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, Pastor, actually teacher, Gary Carpenter from the Prayer Center in Tulsa. Gary Carpenter and his daughter, Angie, have taught me so much in the last tragedy that the Lord brought me through. He used them as being his image to teach me the epitome of what it's like to be Christ-like in a tragedy. And that's the way that we all are to be as individuals. You know, the Bible says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. And I don't mean to be rambling. I'm just kind of going with the flow of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just saying to you that we are truly to be his image, that we are to be as he is. So are we in this world. And so I'm just lifting up the people listening right now, because you're on here listening to my podcast as a divine appointment from the Holy Spirit to touch you, to stop you from getting that divorce, to stop you from quitting on that special relationship, to stop you from quitting on your marriage, to stop you from quitting on your children. I'm on here and I'm agreeing with you. Father, touch these people. Touch them now, Lord, with a special encounter. Draw them nigh to you, Father God. Draw them nigh to their prayer closet, into your word, Father. Bless them. Heal them, Lord. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you, Lord, for releasing heavenly warring angels to be around them and their family, to save their marriage, to save their family, to save that best friend, to save that neighbor. Use them in a mighty way, Father God. Release unto them supernatural boldness. Release unto them supernatural discernment. And Father, I'm just telling you, I'm just thanking you, Father, right now for using me to touch these people, for you are so great and you do miracles so great. And I'm telling you, it's all about the covenant, first of all, that you make to the Lord. When you ask him to forgive you of your sins, when you ask him to fill you afresh and anew with his Holy Spirit, when you do that and you're making that covenant to him, that starts it all. But also when you stand up there and you make that covenant to your spouse, to love and to honor, if there is any way humanly, any way possible to save your marriage, to save your family, you stay in it till the very end. You try every aspect to the very end, and God will reward you. And so that is my first podcast. I've been up early in prayer, and God wanted me to release this to you, that your marriage is worth saving, that you are worth saving, that your children are worth staying up all night praying for. That person that God has laid on your heart to pray for, they are so worth it. And when he gives you a nudge, pray. Be obedient. He has told me and reiterated to me that the level of your obedience determines the depth of the miraculous he can flow through you. So please be obedient to his word. And let's all unite as one to help bring his family back to him, to help save that neighbor, to help save that marriage, to help save that lady next door, the widower, the person that's all alone, someone that has lost everything. Let's unite together. Let's unite in prayer in the spirit, because the battle's in the spirit. Let's get in the spirit and battle in the spirit, not in the flesh. Take the what ifs out, the whys, the how comes, and give it all to God. And battle it out in the flesh. And God will. He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And I stand on his word, because his word does not return void. Be blessed. We are blessed to be the blessing. Even if your bank account's at zero right now, you can give an encouraging word. You can give a prayer. There's something that you can give back to your neighbor. You can pray with them. You can lend a hand. You can take them to work. You can do something to give, because it's better to give than it is to receive. And we're all guilty of panicking at times. But I'm just reiterating that instead of panicking, pray. Get into your word. Because God will answer your prayer. His word does not return void. And I decree and I declare today that you are the lender and not the borrower. That you are blessed. Your family is blessed. You shall have a long, prosperous, healthy, joyful life. We are the seeds of Abraham. We are the ambassadors of heaven. Let us march forward in unity to save this great nation. I am Missy DeSirio. And I do care, and I want to see everyone go to heaven. God bless you richly. Until the next time, be blessed in Jesus' name. Good evening. This is Missy DeSirio. This is episode number 2 on divorce and relationships. And so let's start this off with prayer. Father God, I just thank you for the people that's divinely on this podcast. Thank you for opening their hearts to receive the word you are speaking and releasing through me to them. Bless them in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you. Okay, so we're talking about the topic of divorce and relationships. And I've had some people write to me and ask me, what am I supposed to do if my spouse does not no longer have no longer wants to have anything to do with me? So what am I supposed to do if he or she no longer wants to have anything to do with me and is totally ignoring me and going into another room in the house and staying and living there? Okay, so my answer to that is, number one obvious thing to do as a Christian is begin intercessory prayer for that spouse. Get into your prayer closet with your Bible. Look up scriptures, at least 4 scriptures over your situation, and begin meditating over those scriptures and take it to God in prayer. Battle it out in the spirit, not the flesh. In the flesh, the human side of it, we all want to argue. We want to scream at each other and throw things at each other, and that's not the way God intends for us to handle it. So we have to die to the flesh, and we have to ask Jesus, you know, what would Jesus do? Stop and ask yourself, as I tell my children over and over and over again, whenever you don't know what to do, stop and ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And then you take that answer and you read it and you implement it. And, you know, at the beginning of each day, start each day afresh and anew with prayer and thanksgiving and devotions and worship to God. You know, I had someone say, you know, well, just getting through the day is so hard whenever your spouse will not speak to you, whenever they are throwing daggers at you, when they won't sit at the same table with you, whenever they're running out at night and they're not showing up till 5 o'clock in the morning and you have no clue where they've been and what they've done. How can you tell me to work on saving my marriage? The answer to that is, what would Jesus do? First and foremost, you know, you need, like I said, go into intercessory prayer, go into your war room, create a war room, you know, and get in there as often as you can throughout the day and go to war in the spirit for that person, because you made a covenant to God, and we don't want to break that covenant to God. If at all humanly possible, we need to try every avenue. And so, number one, get in the war room, battle it out in the spirit, write down your thoughts and your goals on paper, pray over those. Number two, go to your pastor, talk to your pastor and seek counseling with your pastor one-on-one, and then invite your spouse to go with you. And then also you may want to check into, you know, special Christian counseling outside the church if they don't want to go with the pastor. Try every alternative to get your family counseling to save your family. Because remember, the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And the Lord wants restoration of families. He wants unity. Because when you're united together, you can set 10,000 to flight. You can accomplish so much more if you're united together in prayer, in church, encouraging each other, blessing each other, praying over each other, lifting that person up. You know, we all go through seasons. No matter who we are, we go through seasons. And marriage is something that we work on every day. We pray over our spouse every morning, every night, during the day, because let's face it, it's crazy out there. But if you really love the Lord and you really love your spouse, you know, you're going to want to do what God would have you to do to save your marriage or your relationship.
your relationship with your sister, your brother, your aunt, your cousin, Mary Lou, the neighbor, whoever. Relationships are important in life. We need good, close, honest, divine friendships to help us be encouraged, to help us up when we fall down. Because let's face it, sometimes life can give you a bunch of hard knocks. It can be really hard when you're going through a tragedy. And so the Lord wants us to unite in one accord and pray and encourage and, you know, light each other's fire. And you know, we're supposed to complete each other. We're not supposed to be in competition. And so I just encourage you, whatever relationship that you may be working on, keep battling out in the spirit. Do kind things. You know, there's something special about everybody. There was something special that attracted you to that person. There's something special in that person. Because they are a child of God the same way as you are. And we have to get rid of the competition, like I said, and work on the completion of helping that person complete what God has planned for their life. And the two of you, if you're husband and wife, you know, working together to complete the calling of God on your life. And first and foremost, do it, you know, get yourselves going in the right direction. Do everything humanly possible to save that marriage, to save that friendship, to save that relationship, because you will be so much happier if you do that. And God will reward you. God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And He does not want us walking in defeat and broken and separated. So I just want to encourage you to, number one, get that pad and paper out and write down the goals that you're wanting to achieve, the things you're wanting to work on. Get into your pastor. Start counseling one-on-one and together as a family. Pray together. Go to church together. Go to some good anointed revivals or conference, marriage conferences. And just begin encouraging and find something to compliment each other about. Honey, your hair looks beautiful today. You know, or I'm really proud of how you're really trying around the house. Or, you sing really well. Or just anything. You can find just anything to compliment each other, or your children, compliment your children, whoever it is that you're working on a relationship with. There is 101 ways you can compliment anybody. You know, you can find something to compliment, because you have Christ in you, and so we are to be as He is, and as He is, so are we in this world. And so I just lift each and every one of you up in prayer. And I just ask, Father God, that you would just release to them whatever it is that they may need, Father God, to help them. Strength, courage, comfort. Heal them, Lord, of any brokenness, Father God. Remove any darkness from their life. I speak life, long life, prosperity, joyous, happy life to them. Father God, I just pray that you would just rise them up, Father God, and may they be the champion that you've created them to be. And I just thank you for restoration of these relationships and these families. In the blessed and holy name of Jesus, we thank you and we pray. Amen. I hope this has encouraged you. I hope this has helped you. I am new to all of this, but I am flowing with the Holy Spirit. So until the next time, be blessed in the name of Jesus. I am Missy DeSirio. Until the next time, be blessed, richly blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Love you all.